But the holy Imam, in this night, this very sad night, from all over London, from different parts of London, it's a mission. But it's something we can do for our holy Imam to remember him these nights. And as we started these sessions, we talked about the purpose of this life. And recapping, we talked about what is it we're doing in this life. Why are we on earth? And we touched upon some basic ideas. We built on the foundation. And I have pointed out that the most important source of information that we have as Muslims, as believers in Allah, in order for us not to deviate, not to keep on bouncing back and forth, to see and to find out exactly what are we here on earth, to have a standard in our life, to measure it with everything that we do, we use the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, as we mentioned yesterday, alone, is not enough. It has to come with those الراسخون في العلم to interpret what's in the Holy Quran. Because yesterday, as you remember, inshallah, we divided, there are verses in the Holy Quran, the firm verses, the fixed ones, and the ambiguous ones. المحكم والمتشابه. And the ambiguous ones need those who are الراسخون في العلم ومن عنده علم الكتاب, and who has the knowledge of the book. And that is with no doubt pointing to Nanfar Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Ta'ala Alayhim, the infallibles, who are our guide. They are the light that take us from darkness. Vision, and through them we're guided. We see light through them and only through them. And we talked about how we need in interpreting the Holy Quran to take the ambiguous back to the firm ones, the fixed verses, to understand the Quran fully. In the Holy Quran, we found the verses that we are created here to worship Allah. And the worship is the means to the goal, and the goal is to reach the level of certainty. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And then we saw also verses in the Holy Quran pushing us and directing us, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So we need, and we mentioned the verse Al-Hakim al-Takathur, showing us, reminding us that sometimes we are oblivious of our Lord. We get to become forgetful. We forget. We indulge ourselves in everyday life. We forget to look at the goal, at what we are here for. Our main target in this life is not this life itself. It is eternity. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. What Allah has and what He brought to, and what He is giving to us is more lasting, is eternal. Putting all that in perspective, knowing that our goal is not this life, brothers and sisters. That's a fact. See, the most amazing fact, which is a fact, you cannot run away. It's timeless every single day. Well, hopefully not that much, but it's timeless a lot. It's death. We tend to forget, but it's a good reminder. It reminds us, no one is living here, no one is staying here. We're going, this is a bridge. Rasulullah ﷺ describes this life as a bridge. Have you ever seen someone building a house on a bridge? Have you ever seen that? I mean, what do you call someone who's building a house on a bridge? What's wrong with you? You tell them, what is wrong with you? And this life is a bridge. We are born this life, and then we are going to die. Newsflash, death is coming unto all of us. So, knowing that we're dying, so there's something beyond this life, and the way we see it, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran, He tells us it's eternity. Al-Akhirah. Khayrun wa abqa. It is everlasting. Now, the problem is a simple message. You know this message, right? I don't think I brought some great news, something new. But the problem that we have, that we face everywhere, we get to be forgetful. We struggle through life. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ.
See, Allah in the Holy Quran again, He is so wonderful in His description. He uses that power of imagination to steer us up, to make us think.
إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ.
Allah describes the heavens, the earth, when the earth is opened up and it throws whatever is in it.
وَأَلْقَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ.
Allah as the heaven describes, as the heaven describes the earth, as the event of the Day of Judgment is coming, it opens up.
وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّ.
It spits out whatever is in it. When you read the Holy Quran, the clear imagery of what is to happen on that, as the Day of Judgment is coming, it is so clear. You tremble. That's why those who read the Quran, those who comprehend it, those who take every single verse and compare it, it is so amazing. Especially in Juz al-Amal, the last section of the Holy Quran, the 30th one. When you put the verses, you look at Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for example. In one chapter, Allah says, إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ. In فَطَرَتْ, in the sky, what he said? Breaks under. But in another one, he said, إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ شَقَّتْ. It opens up. In Surah Al-Takwir,
إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ.
And he goes on and he says,
وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ.
And if the sky is peeled off, my Lord. Now put all these things together. Look at the imagery that you get as Allah is describing the Day of Judgment. Something breaking up, something peeling off, something, a great event is happening. الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, the sun starts spinning. النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, الْجِبَالُ نُصِفَتْ, النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ. Unbelievable chaos. It's happening one after the other. Then Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. And what do you know about the day of reckoning? The day that splits up the good and the bad, the good and the evil, the right and wrong. What do you know about it? SubhanAllah. Everyone comes up. And every atom word of good or evil, you will see it. SubhanAllah. If you look, if you see the verse in the Holy Quran, God shows you.
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ.
Right there and then you see what you have brought forth. Unbelievable. So, having said that, we are here for eternity. We are here not for this life. Don't concentrate in every day. And see, this is the mindset. I'm giving you a message. It's only 3 nights. I am trying to compact so much information, and some might, I do apologize for those who might be bouncing left or right, saying, you know, you're just throwing too much at us. But I want to give you all around me a little bit so you can see the importance of the message in this Holy Quran, to see the perfection of this message as manifested in the Holy Quran. When you look at it and you look at the big picture, you realize I'm not here for this life. I cannot be here for this life. Because Allah is sending you a message one after the other, and He is pounding you with it, so you realize your mindset, the way you live your life, is not all about here. This life is temporary. What you need to look for is the hereafter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى.
See, Allah first shows you, tells you, eternity is more severe and harmful. Watch it. And also He says,
وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
What we did here in this life, what is it? مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, it's just some pleasure you have. We think, okay, we have, you know, I'm not going to use the neighbor tonight. We have a Mercedes, let's say. We like the cars, okay, why? Well, we're happy. This is all we have. Creating the balance, brothers and sisters. We think this is life over. You think driving a car, a beautiful car, is cool here? Well, it's nice. Enjoy it. Don't take the wrong message. I'm not telling you, you know what, I am going to wear the worst of clothes. I'm not going to take care of my myself, I am going just to pray in the night, because extreme on both ends are not good. It's the balance that Allah wants us to do. خير الأمور, the best of things, is in the middle. The Rasulullah ﷺ, when he saw someone praying day and night, he told him, what are you doing here? Do you work here? How do you sustain your living? He said, oh Prophet, my brother takes care of me. He goes, your brother is better than you. You must live this life, but with balance. That is what we're trying to say. And the balance is achieved when your mind is processing everything it is going through on a daily basis according to this mentality. I am not living for this life. I am made for the hereafter. It means little things are little. Insignificant things seem insignificant. You know, I don't care if people... What? I mean, some things that are ridiculous in this life, seriously. And we make a big deal out of it. And we make a huge deal out of it. Allah has told us, don't worry about these little... Don't kill yourself over these little things. Seriously. Focus on the big picture. Look at the big picture. Look at eternal life. That is what He's telling you. As we're doing this, how can we sustain this idea, this mentality? First and foremost, you need a great and perfect example in your life. I think it is obvious, and I don't need to delve into it a lot, that the best and most perfect example to us on earth that was brought to us from Allah Azza wa Jal are none but Ahlul Bayt of Allah Ta'ala alayhi. Manifested and go forth by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the perfect intellect that Allah Azza wa Jal, when He created that intellect, He said, Aqbal fa aqbal, come forth and He came forth, adbar fa adbar, go back and went back, qala bika ujazi, with you I reward and with you I punish. And that perfect embodiment of intellect was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because consistent, and that's why we say the whole universe was created for the sake of Ahlul Bayt. Because they are the perfection of that intellect. So, we look at that. We see Ahlul Bayt. We look at Ahlul Bayt. We learn from them. We learn from that perfection. We look at Imam Ali. We look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We look at the Imams alayhi wa sallam. One after the other. We look at the lady Fatima alayhi wa sallam and brothers and sisters. One of the most important things that we all need to look at, our heart needs to be gravitated towards it, is the holy awaiting Imam al-Hujjah al-Muntadhar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ajrallahu ta'ala farajah al-shaykh. Allah! 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 For the past 2 nights, I've been on a very strict timeline. Tomorrow I'm leaving, so tonight I'm going to take my time. They want to yell at me, they're going to yell at me. So I do apologize if I take a little bit longer, but I'm trying again to squeeze a lot of ideas and thoughts in just a little time. And I ask for your forgiveness if not, subhanAllah, I can't cross the boundary or said something that might have offended someone. I do apologize. But again, it's sometimes you have an idea, you want to bring it across, and we hope Allah Azza wa Jalla accept the little that we offer these nights. In order for us to sustain that idea and to push it in our life, to work and dynamically work with that idea, know that, you know, every day when I see anything in my life, when I work with everything in my life, it is not for this life, it's for the hereafter, it's for eternity. Some factors will play a role. And some ideas, I need to keep on reviewing them. The example we know what it is. Rasulullah said, إِنِّي تَعَلِكُمْ فِيكُمْ إِسْتَقَلَيْنِ, I am leaving behind me the two ways. What are the two ways? كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, the Holy Book of Allah. Number one. Does he stop there? No. وَعِدْرَتِي أَهْلَ بَيْتِي, and the household. Both of them, they will not, they cannot be separated. This is the silent word of God, and they are the talking word of Allah. So, that's one. We need also to realize something about what we are as human beings.
And again we go to the Holy Quran and Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ard wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmilanha وأشفقنا منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا فأبينا أن يحملنها وأشفقنا منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. الأمانة, a trust. We, you and I, are trust. What is that trust that Allah gave to each one of us? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. The owner of the day of judgment. To him everything goes back. That by itself, how many times do we repeat on the Fatiha? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Allah in Surah the Fatiha is trying to remind us of something very important. That's why we read it so many times. مالك يوم الدين. I will often say I own this. I own what I wear. I own my house. I own my car. I own this. I own that. Allah is reminding you. No. I don't think so. You think you own it? Allah is مالك يوم الدين. True and real ownership is to who? Allah. You are only a keeper of things. You only keep things. Because you know how amazing sometimes? I bought a new car. And you know, the first time you buy a car, you just, it's a brand new car. By the way, something gave it to me, so I don't really take a lot of money on it. But it was, you know, you have something new, it's something nice. I won't tell you what type. But it was amazing. I parked it in my driveway. You know, got into my house, and I'm about to leave to go to the basement, get something to eat. About had it for maybe a few hours, 2-3 hours. I come out, and subhanAllah, God had given me a message. It was key from one thing to another, completely key. SubhanAllah, I looked at it, I said, you know, it was nice while it lasted. Right away, that beautiful thing. It was so nice. I looked at it, you know, brand new, tinted, and all that stuff. And then, right away, after you see a key, it means nothing. It's like, oh, no. What is this? Nothing lasts. See, there's nothing lasts. It's so amazing how things go. Suddenly, ooh, it's the best thing. Now, and you know, everyone gets bored. Anything new that you get, have it for a little bit. And then what? You get bored. Now you want to change it. Am I saying something that, I mean, anything, the first thing, glitter, the beauty, ooh, I like it. But then have it for a little bit, it's like, okay, how can I get rid of it now? Find it and then forget it. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So, the amanah, we are trusted with our soul, with what we have. That is why suicide is haram. You can't commit suicide because you do not have, you do not own yourself. It's not yours. It's for Allah to take whatever He wills. So this is the number one thing: knowing and realizing that what you have is for Allah to take. So you have to take care of it. Allah in the Holy Quran says, وَنَفْسِهِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, and the soul and how He created it. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He gave it guidance. Good and bad. Allah showed us on the way. Evil and what? And good. It's right there in front of us. Our soul knows it. He showed it to us. فَعِنْ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Lucky and victorious, the one who takes care of it. But the one who puts diseases into it, oh, listen. God help him. Again, Allah said, I gave you this. On the day of judgment, I gave you this. How well did you take care of it? How well did you take care of it? And you think you can bounce back and forth before Allah on the day of judgment? No, I don't think so.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah in Surah Al-Mursalat, a beautiful chapter, brothers and sisters. Surah Al-Mursalat. I would encourage every single one of you to read it. As Allah describes at the beginning, as the day of judgment, the day of reckoning is coming up, and He says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. On that day, who are to be rejectors of the truth? Watch it. أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Didn't we take care of those who came before you? Allah is telling you, look outside. Look at history. What happened to those who stood up against Allah? We took care of them. ثُمَّ نُتْبِعُهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ. And then, those that followed, they revolted against us. We took care of them too. كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Those who committed that kind of crime, we'll take care of them. Don't worry about it. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then Allah goes on in the chapter. Here's what I want to point out. He describes the coming of the people that are being raised up from the dead. And then, on the day of judgment, we raise up and we see heaven and hell, and we see all the things that Allah has described in the whole Quran. What does He say? انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم تكذبون به. Allah is looking to those believers, to those people who said, Allah told them, don't do this. See, ibadah that Allah told us that we need to do in order for us, He put us here on earth to do worship, and through it He will test us. It's a matter of test, good or bad. See how things come together. Allah trusted you with what you have. But He is also testing you to give you something and turn around and say, okay, have fun. Then how am I going to heaven and hell? Why does He warn me? Why does He tell me, do this and don't do that? Why does He tell me, worship? So worship is a means of testing me. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about being tested. الَّذِي He, Allah, who created you, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test you, who of you is best in work. It's all about testing. So He gave you this cross, and now He's testing you. And what does He say? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. He's telling you, when you go on the day of judgment, when you're raised and brought back, and I'll tell you, woe unto those who rejected the truth. Why? The first thing, those who said, you know what, some people don't say, but they acted. They have judgment. Allah. Heaven and hell, nothing about Allah, Kareem. Why don't you pray? Why don't you fast? I'll start fasting tomorrow. Pay your dues. As the zakat, the khumus, etc. One day, inshallah. One day, inshallah. Or the brothers or the sisters, the children, how they talk to their parents. Well, Allah tells you, وَاخْفُضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. How do you talk to your parents? I see some children, the way they talk to their parents, they're not children, they're sons and daughters now, they're old, they're 15 and above. They yell at their parents. You don't understand who's the father and who's the child at this point. What happened? وَاخْفُضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Don't yell at them. Don't harass them around. Kindly talk to them. What happened to that? Allah is telling you, this is being rejecting some of what Allah is giving you. On the day of judgment, He tells you, oh, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. When you see hell, when you see heaven, you know, Allah says, you will know what you found, what you did in this life is right in front of you. Right there. You will know where you're going. You will know what you did. Then, Allah is directing the message on the day of judgment to those who rejected His message. What does He say? يَنْطَلِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَا كُنْتُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِهِ. Go! Run! Charge! Towards what? What you used to say, it will never happen. انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم تكذبون به انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعاب لا ظليل
كأنه جمالة صفر ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
Allah describes those, imagine that fire of hell coming from three palms around you, smoke, everyone flaming fire trying to reach you, take you, eat you, and you used to reject that. Go and eat it right now. My Lord, just remember that that is in the whole Quran. That was telling you it's happening. That he says, describes those people who rejected the truth in this life.
هذا يوم لا ينطقون ولا يؤذن لهم فيعتذرون.
This is a day that they are speechless. They cannot say anything and they will not be given the chance to give excuse on that day. It is a little bit too late.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين هذا يوم الفصل جمعناكم والأولين فإن
This is the day we gathered you and everyone, those who came before you, those who came after you, everyone is gathered. Allah, show us your tricks if you have any to show. Do they have any to show that day? It's a little bit too late. Why? They forgot the message here. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't want to scare us only to because He wants to scare us. He is reminding us the message is this life is temporary. You are entrusted with something. Don't forget. Don't abuse it. Don't misuse it. Always remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in everything you do. It is such a crystal clear message if we forget it all the time. This life, Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He talks about it, He is pounding us with these messages. Yet in Surah Al-Baqarah, what does He say? Surah Al-A'la, سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. And He goes on and He says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. Remind the people, maybe that reminder will be beneficial. Maybe they will benefit from it.
سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى.
Your advice, your reminder is two ways. One will take it and one will avoid it. Al-Ashqa, the one who's going to be punished, the one who's losing at the end.
ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا.
You avoided my message tonight, today? You avoided my message in this life? You know what? What will happen to you?
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا.
You'll be punished severely in hell. You will not be alive or dead. You don't know what might happen for you. You'll be so taken. Your breath will be taken away. Oh my Lord of that day. What will happen to you? That's what Allah says.
قد أفلح من تزكى.
أفلح, the one victorious, the one that did it the right way. Who is that?
من تزكى,
the one who followed, built himself, cleansed himself from all the diseases, did not allow Satan to penetrate in his heart, in his mind, kicked him out.
وذكر اسم ربه فصلى.
And he mentioned the name of his Lord and he prayed. See, brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the verses that I read from the Holy Quran, describing the people how sometimes arrogant and oblivious they become. But
إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ.
Say who? Those who pray. Is that enough? I want you to just focus on this following verse. Worshipping, praying, that's it, I'm done? No.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ.
Praying once or twice is not enough. You need to be consistent. Imam Salih alayhi salam tells us. Don't. Some people start Shahr al-Ramadan and says, oh, you know what, I'm going to start my opening a new life, a new page in my life. I'm putting all these resolutions, you know the resolutions we have every new year? So Ramadan is the new year for the Muslims. Okay, now I'm planning a new resolution. I will do this, I will do that. I am going to read the Subah. I'm going to read the Dua al-Sabah. I'm going to pray the morning prayer. I'm going to read the supplication. I'm going to pray on time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to read this Dua. That Dua every night. I'm going to read the Dua al-Hamdul Zaman. Every single night. It's about 10 to 15 pages. Oh God. I see people. Oh my God. They're so encouraged there. I just saw it. Oh my God. The second, third night. It's like, oh. By the time Salah Subah comes, like, do I really have to wake up on the end? Why? It is not about how much you do. The Imam Sahai tells us that. It is not how much you do, it's how consistent you do what you do. Little you do is better than a lot, you do it up and down. You do it one day, and the next day, I don't know, I don't know. No. Do something, but be consistent with what you do. Brothers and sisters, I see, mashallah, the Shabab, the brothers and the sisters. Wonderful work that they do here. Wonderful work. I encourage you to come together, to do work together. This is, we need each other. We need one another. We need one another, we feed on one another. Why? Because it is important for us to understand and come together as a community, as a group, as lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdalus salam, to spread the message, and we have to do it all together. We don't do it alone in groups trying to, okay, no, this group, I will do this because this group did that. No, brothers and sisters. This is haram. Don't start doing work just because someone else is doing it. You know what? While he's praying, I'm going to pray to show that I'm praying, and he can only go up and pray. Some people, when it comes to the night of power, you know the 100 rak'at, the 100 prayers they have to do? Oh my God, they're so diligent. Up and down, long, goes on, long, goes on, long. Well, you know what? Suddenly, the mosque is empty. It's like, so I don't have to keep on doing it. No one's here to watch me. And they stop. This is not good. You don't do things for the sake of people. You do things for the sake of Allah and only Allah. Do not, brothers and sisters, do not do things for the sake of people, because let me point this out to you. And help me with salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala salat. Brothers and sisters, we do things sometimes to impress people, to impress each other. You know, those who are engaged, who are married, sometimes do things to impress your wife, to impress your fiancé, to impress your future fiancé. Oh, I have to come to the meetings tonight. I have to look religious. I have to impress my future father-in-law. Oh, I have to do my prayers very well. I have to take my time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Where is it? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Oh, someone call him. I can't go on this father. This is all like that. And you're taking your time. You're trying to impress. You're trying to look good. And you sit down with the holiness. Oh my God, it's just so shivering. It's unbelievable. And suddenly the news, oh, they're not coming tonight. What the hell? You know, I do all this for nothing. What you do to other people will last as long as these people last. You do something for a friend, that thing is lasting as long as that friend is lasting. But if you do it because you love your friend for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, sometimes I'm asked to ask interesting things. But brothers, please, if they could, tonight is the night of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who is the most humble man. He's the man that gave his life away for Islam. He's the man that humbled himself in every way, shape, or form. So I humbly ask you, because we don't have enough seating, if the brothers could kindly comment on the carpet. Thank you very much.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. But again,
we do what we do in this life, brothers and sisters. We need it to revolve around Allah. Why? Because suddenly what you do is for who? It's for Allah. And brothers and sisters, Allah is the everlasting. What you do is everlasting then. Because when you're trying to impress someone else, that impression will last as long as that person lasts. And then suddenly he's under the ground and he's dead or she's dead. It's fine. But when you try to impress Allah the Almighty, that is recorded. It's taken down. It's never, never forgotten. So, we say that there are the following things. Let me recap a little here. Allah created us. He asked us to worship Him. The ibadah, the worship that He asked us to do is to get us to a level of certainty, knowing Him, realizing what He sent us here for a reason, that we are here not for this life, we are here preparing for the hereafter, the eternity, just try to think and comprehend this word, eternity. Don't you want to do something for eternity? If you have two jobs right now, someone tells you, you know what, this job, if you work for this job, you're going to get probably 2 months. In this job, they'll pay you for 2 months, and that's it. But if you do this, you will forever be paid. You will forever be taken care of. Now tell me, which one will you choose? Temporary or forever? Forever. Unless you need some psychiatric help. Right? You will always look forever. What is 60 years? What is 70 years? Brothers and sisters, look at you. MashaAllah, young man and woman. We are all, still growing. Very soon, you look back and suddenly, 60, 70, and the death is overwhelming. You don't know when it's going to come. I swear to God, you have no idea how it comes into us. It takes in a way that is unbelievable. And then suddenly you see yourself going into that grave. الإمام سلام الله تعالى عليه الإمام زين العابدين عليه السلام tells us, can send this message to us in the dua. سيدي أخرج حب الدنيا من قلبك. Oh my Lord Allah, take the love of this world from my heart. واجمع بيني وبين المصطفى. And join me with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa khatam al-Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa nukulni ila darajat al-tawbati ilayhi. And he's teaching us, oh Lord, raise me to that level, of repentance. So I remember you. وأعني بالبكاء على نفسي. And help me and aid me to cry and to weep and shed tears on my own self. فقد أفنيت بالتسويف والآمال عمري. Why? Because so much I kept on saying, God, one day I will. One day I'll pray, I'll start doing this, I'll start doing this, I will, but I never did. It's only hopes. I prolonged myself with hopes and promises, false ones. وَقَدْ نَزَلْتُ مَنْزِلَةَ الْآيِسِينَ مِنْ خَيْرِ. But look at me now, I'm going down the grave. Look at me, I cannot go back. I cannot go back and say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish I brought forth to my life. It's too late. فَمَنْ يَكُونُ أَسْوَأَ حَالًا مِنِّي. Who would be worse in situation than I, O Lord? إِنْ أَنَا نُقِمْتُ عَلَى مِثْلِ حَالِي إِلَىٰ قَبْرِي. If I was taken in the situation of my Lord to my grave. وَلَا لَمْ أُمَهِّدْهُ يَقْدَتِي.
I did not prepare my grave for myself. I did not prepare myself for that situation. ولم أفرش بالعمل الصالح لرجعتي. The good deeds were early, my Lord. I forgot to do them. وما لي لا أبكي. And why don't I shed the tears? ولا أدري إلى ما يكون مصيري. And I don't know where I will end after my death. Heaven, hell, punishment, reward. وأرى نفسي تخادعني. And myself, my souls keep on trickering me, keep on giving me false hopes. وأيامي تقاتلني. And my days are passing. Do you realize, brothers and sisters, our seconds, time is not money. Time is either reward or punishment. Listen from this dua, learn from this dua. You learn that time is either a reward because you did something good or punishment because you did not use it. Well, that second when it passed by, it's never coming back. And oh my Lord, why is it that I don't cry? And I see the wings of death are flocking near to me. Why is it that I don't shed the tears? Why don't I shed my tears? Describing the departure of the soul, I shed the tear as I see my soul departing my body. I shed the tear because the darkness of my grave, as my soul is entering that grave, departing my body. The question of Munkar wa Nakir is coming, brothers and sisters, and that's why I shed the tears. أبكي لخروجي من قبري عريانا ذليلا حاملا ثقلي على ظهري. I cried because I was raised back from the dead on the day of judgment, carrying the load of my sins on my back. أنظر مرة عن يميني. I look to my right. وأنظر مرة عن شمالي. I look to my left. إذ الخلائق في شأن غير شأني. Everyone has something to worry about. No one has any business to do with me. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة. There are faces that are frowning, ضاحكة مستبشرة. And there are ones that are smiling, وجوه عليها غبرة. These faces that are frowning, they're dusty, ترهقها قترة. So humbled and humiliated, these faces after they saw the day of reckoning. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what the supplication is supposed to remind us of. We read these supplications of the Imams alayhi salam. Why? Why? So we can remember what is going to happen to us. These beautiful recitations the brother before me was reading. So wonderfully, so eloquently, that beautiful voice echoing should hit your heart. Your soul should be strike with it. Every single night, you hear dua. You hear dua kumay. Why do we have to? Why don't we get together every Thursday night for dua kumay to listen to what the Imam alayhi salam has to tell us, has to give us, to deliver it to us? Read dua sabah and see the beauty of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, his eloquence, his words, فَوْقَ كَلَامِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ, above the words of the creation and below the word of the creator. As he says, اللَّهُمَّ يَا مَنْ دَلَعَ لِسَانَ الصَّبَاحِ بِنُطْقِ تَبَلُّجِهِ وَصَرَّحَ قِطَعَ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ بغياره بتلجلجه وأتقن صنع الفلك الدوار في مقادير تبرج. الإمام عليه السلام beautifully described this universe. Brothers and sisters, do you want to know who Imam Ali alayhi salam is? All of you open Nahjul Balagha and read the first chapter. Read the first sermon. The sermon of the creation of the universe. Imam Ali alayhi salam describes the universe, the creation of the universe, as if someone witnessing what's happening because of the knowledge that he possessed. Why do we turn away? Why don't we go and take and love Imam Ali alayhi salam? Because he is the gate of knowledge for the city of knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa alayhi wa alayhi wa alayhi wa alayhi wa alayhi
wa
Allah, the Almighty, again reminds us again and again in different chapters of the Holy Quran of this test that we will take. Again, I want you to recap this. We have a trust, Amani, we're given, that you and I, our souls, that we need to change. We cannot let go. We cannot just say, prolong, promises, hope, we'll get better, we'll do something about it one day. No, now! Drop everything and just direct yourself to Allah. Say, oh God, I will be your servant from now. Not tomorrow. Not when I get back home. Not when I see this or see that. No, right now, I'm right here. And direct yourself to Allah. Free yourself from the chains of the law of life. And direct your soul towards Allah. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, we are here for a test. Always have this idea pounding in your head. It's a test. Everything is a test. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ كَلَّا بَل لَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمَ وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَّمًّا وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us all this is a task. All this that you have, you undergo as a task. But you still love this wealth. You keep on hoarding this wealth. Don't do this. Then Allah can remind you.
فَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا.
When the earth is pounded, what a pounding it is.
وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا.
And Allah Azza wa Jal with all His angels are brought forth.
وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ. And on that day, Jahannam, the fire of hell, is brought forth to you.
وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. On that day you remember. It hits you. But it's a little bit too late.
يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي.
He says, I wish I have done something for this life. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Didn't we give you ear, eyes, tongue? Why? And we showed you the way. Don't go astray. Remember, keep that in your mind that you are here for eternity, not for this life. You are entrusted, carry that trust on you.
من الوالد الفاني المقر للزمان المدبر العمر
مستسلم للدهر بناي. He tells him, وجدتك بعضي. I found you like you're a piece of me. بل وجدتك كلي. No, you are all of me. حتى كأن شيئا لو أصابك أصابني. And as if something happens to you, it happens to me. ولو كأن الموت لو أتاك أتاني. And if death was to come to you, it is like it came to me. فعلاني من أمرك ما يعنيني من أمر نفسي. That's why I care for you. الإمام علي عليه السلام and all of أهل البيت عليهم السلام, they had the most severe tests. Bala, you want to talk about Bala, the severity of the test that they had? So we cannot complain, brothers and sisters. You think we went through much? You think we're going through much? Allah Azza wa Jal made Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam the example of going through bala, so we cannot complain. Had Imam Ali alayhi salam on this holy night, he had gathered around him Lady Zainab, who witnessed so much in her life. You want to talk about being tested? The test Lady Zainab alayhi salam went through. Lady Zainab tonight, as she's witnessing her father is about to depart this world. Lady Zainab, she was in tears. But you know, brothers and sisters, Lady Zainab alayhi salam was in tears. Let's go to Karbala. Let's not forget about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Why? Because I want to teach you and I want you to see the comparison. Lady Zainab alayhi salam, on the night after Imam Hussein was slaughtered and killed, she was left alone with all the orphans, with all the children, none but her and her sister and Imam Zain al-Abidin, who was sick and he was ill, he couldn't do and help anyone. Lady Zainab, in the middle of the night, she was checking on all the children in that tent where she gathered all the orphans, everyone, until she made sure everyone went to sleep. Then she was counting, checking on everyone. Lady Zainab, suddenly wondering, looked at Umm Kulthum, her young sister. She told her, "Where is Sukayna?" Umm Kulthum said, "I don't know where is Sukayna, and I did not see her." Lady Zainab alayha salam was worried. She looked further, she couldn't find Sukayna. So she left the tent, she went outside with Umm Kulthum. It was so dark at night in the field, in the ground of Karbala. Then she saw someone, a soldier. She told him, "Ya Allah, did you see a child walking lost astray?" He told her, "I don't know, but I've seen something moving around that area." Lady Zainab alayha salam with Umm Kulthum kept on going to that direction. They couldn't see anything, but suddenly Lady Zainab, as she came close to where Imam Hussein and all the dead people were, all the parties of Karbala, she heard a breath, someone breathing. She looked around, she got closer, she saw it's Lady Zainab alayha salam, that young daughter of Imam Hussein. Her head was on the chest of Imam Hussein, hugging him, and she fell asleep. Lady Zainab alayha salam said, "My Lady Sukayna," told her, "Bunayya, Bunayya, daughter Sukayna, what brought you here?" Sukayna
my father. Every night he used to put me on his chest before he goes to sleep. Ah, Lady Zainab, alayha salam, it took Sukaina. Told her daughter, Sukaina, take some water and drink. Lady Sukaina, alayha salam, told Lady Zainab, Amma, you drink first, but no. Lady Zainab said, no, child. The young ones drink first. Sukaina alayha salam took the water and started walking around in Karbala. Lady Zainab, wondering, Sukaina, what are you doing? Told her, Amma Zainab, you just told me the young ones have to drink. I'm looking for my brother, Abdullah al-Nadir. Lady Zainab, Lady Zainab told her, Sukaina is sitting in the tent. She had her head between her knees crying. She saw Imam Hussein alayhi salam coming in and she told him, Father Abba, run your hands over my head like they do to the orphans. Imam Hussein hugged him and said, Qulu me ba'di ya Sukaina tufa'lami. منك البكاء إذا الحمى ودهاني لا تحرقي قلبي بدمعك حسرة. Beloved Sukaina, don't burn my heart seeing you cry. بعد أن مني الروح في جثماني فإذا قلت فأنتي أولى بالذي تأتينه يا خيرة نسواني. Lady Zainab, tonight she was sitting looking at her father Imam Ali alayhi salam. She was shedding the tears. Imam Ali looked at them, said, children, this is the farewell. أودعتكم الله. ضج الأولاد بالبكاء. The children were crying, they were weeping. بني حسن عليك أوصيك بأخيك الحسين. Take care of your brother Imam Hussein. الإمام علي عليه السلام started mourning himself. Lady Zainab said, وأبتا وعليا وإماما. قال لها الإمام علي, بني زينب, لا تبكي, don't cry now, Lady Zainab. قالت له, سيدي, كيف لا أبكي وأنت عزانا, سيدي ومولاي. إمام علي عليه السلام looked around at his children. He looked at Lady Zainab as she's addressing him. He's addressing her. Imam Ali suddenly silent, looking straight forward. Lady Zainab looked at her father. Abi, Abu, what is going on? Alaha, Bunaya, Hada, Habibi, Rasulullah. This is my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hada Ami Hamza, this is my uncle Hamza. Hada Ami Ja'far, this is my brother Ja'far. Ma'a jam'an min al-anbiya wal all the prophets. Thumma ada ayna, he started looking around at each one of his children, staring at each one of them. حفظكم الله سددكم الله خليفتي عليكم الله take care of one another may Allah take care of you لمثل هذا فليعمل العاملون and this is what we work for هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وطلق الله ورسوله and God is the most sincere, the most truthful with what he promised us.
Wow.